You're listening to That Park Life podcast.
From attraction deep dives
to resort rundowns
to cast member chats, they're here to help you live that park life.
Here they are now,
Beth and Greg.
Welcome back to That Park Life podcast. I didn't do my handography this time for you, Greg. Sorry. If you were listening to the Pat Chat, you would know what we're talking about. But I like to give you little teasers so that you'll go over there and check it out. I'm just kidding. Anyways, welcome back, everyone. We are excited to be here for another week of some Disney fun stuff for you. It may or may not be your spring break. Yeah, who knows?
It could be.
I was talking to my brother about how the spring breaks around here are just kind of wild. I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but it's like kids that essentially go to school in the same, I mean, I guess the districts are different, or sometimes it's like private school versus public school and just all the different weeks. Cause a lot of times you have like parents and teachers that, you know, like, are parents that teach, but like then their kids may go to a different school and then they have a different spring break. And it's like, well, what are they supposed to do? Like, can we all just like decide like, hey, at this time, this is going to be the spring break week. So I don't know if you're like me, but we have kids like in our neighborhood that literally go to different schools, but it's like, well, one's here and one's over there and they have different spring breaks. So it's, I don't know, kind of sinks because then they can't play with each other.
That is interesting. Spring break, so. Yeah. I did not experience that growing up. Right. I mean, here it's different because like we are in a spot where people visit during their spring break. So our spring break lasts like 5 to 6 weeks.
Right. Right. I know. I was talking to one of my good friends today because she's driving up to, there's a place in Cashers, if you know where Cashers, North Carolina is. There's a really nice hotel up there. And she's having a spring break this week. I'm like, we're like almost 40. And she is essentially like taken off the whole week because she's going there. And then she's like going to the beach. And anyways.
That sounds like fun.
I was like, so basically you're having a spring break this year. She's like, yeah, basically. Whatever. SB 2024. Spring
good
break.
For her.
Here we come. That's right. Seriously. I'm like, good for you, dude. Do it. But anyways, what are you up to, Greg?
Lots of stuff. I do want to catch you all up on the saga that I believe I started last week. But of course, we are talking about our lighter food options at resorts with the category being deluxe resorts. And we'll have another
category
one.
Category is deluxe resorts.
And we'll have another because we've done our four parks already. So if you missed those episodes, you can go back or go to our website and type in the lighter food option and you'll our lighter foods and you'll see our other episodes. Mm-hmm. Where we talked about the four different parks and what we ate there that are considered light, that we consider to be lighter foods. But
yeah,
I do want to give a little breakdown here on the D23 event that will be happening in August at the Anaheim Convention Center, primarily over near Disneyland, right? So last week I talked about how my goal was to get some tickets to go to D23. And the registration for the tickets was last week. So I think Tuesday was day one. That was exclusively for gold members of D23. And if you don't know, D23 is the official Disney fan club. And then the event that they do every 2 years in California is usually the big one. There's a lot of panels. Think of it like a Comic-Con. A lot of panels of people that we probably talk about. And then usually one of the days is the Disney Parks and Experiences Day where Josh D'Amaro hops up on stage and talks all about the new stuff that's coming.
People
so,
like wig out.
Yeah,
like,
everyone's
I
crying.
Hear what
he's
saying.
Yeah. It's like
everyone's crying.
It's like those episodes from when Oprah would give out the things and everyone's like going crazy and
especially when it's just like a thought starter and people freak out and you're like, "Oh my gosh, shut up."
What's
they're just
beyond
filling time.
Big Thunder Mountain?
They're just filling time.
Just a thought starter. But I mean, I don't know. I think I expect a little bit more concrete stuff because they did some thought starters for the Orlando version last year, but that's like the unofficial. This is the big ultimate fan event. Which happens only every other year.
And there's like more competition now with Universal. So I feel like they've got to, it's like, I hope y'all made some decisions because y'all really need to.
You need to do something. So that was the goal. So day one was registration just for the gold members of D23. There is a free version of D23 at the fan club where you don't have to pay anything. You just get like an email or whatever. But there's the paid for version. Where clearly send you alcohol.
How many cocktails have you had over there? I see that drink sitting there.
Where you get like a welcome gift and you get this like magazine publication-y thing once a quarter, I think. So Tuesday was the day that I was going to register because obviously I'm a gold member. So
obviously
the obvious was because of the level of Diz nerd, right? It's not, I don't enjoy having to pay money for it, but it is what it is. Yeah. So, I did not get my tickets that day. I did not. I did wait in line. I was right there in the queue. I was number 12,000 in line. Yikes. And I did not get it. By the time it got to me, they didn't have any in the price range I was willing in the when it was my spot in the queue. It was like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I'm like, that's not happening. So no big deal. The next day was general members, meaning the free, as long as you were using your Visa card, because Visa is sponsoring this event. It's like, perfect. I've got the Disney Chase Visa, was in that queue, and they sold out of the ticket category I wanted for that day. I said, perfect. I'll just go on general registration day, because then anyone, I knew that it was going to be busy. So I had like, I did the thing we're not supposed to do, which is have like six different tabs up, figuring one of them would be a low number, and one of them was. It was like in the 2000s. I said, sweet. Then at the very bottom, it said, these are the tickets available, and these are the tickets not available. And the one that I wanted, which was the three-day pass, was unavailable. And even the individual tickets weren't available for all 3 days, which wouldn't really make sense. I didn't want to buy three, one day. So I did not get any D23 tickets. So I decided, I was like, oh, well, you know what? Okay, maybe. This was over the course of 3 days, right? So I had it all hyped in my head. Then I thought, well, I don't want my, I really just want to go to Disneyland, everybody, okay? So that's a great excuse to go. I thought it would be so cool. We are that park life. Why not go to like the Mecca of, okay. I thought it'd be really cool to have some coverage there. Fine. I guess I can go there and loiter, linger outside. Let me in.
See if anyone has tickets for sale.
Yeah, so you can get some scalpers.
I got two tickets here, two tickets.
So I thought, okay, I really want to go to Disneyland again before, I'm assuming I'll be able to go when the next Disneyland marathon weekend is, the one that's in January, February, not the Halloween one coming up in September. So I really want to go. It would be nice to go there just at a different time of year, because I've only ever gone when it's cold. Okay, fine. So I guess I'm not going to go to see D23. And then the half marathon weekend for September is sold out, which I didn't register for. So that's not going to be a thing in there. So, well, I really want to go. So I am a Disney Vacation Club member. So I just hopped on the booking website, and I happened to see four consecutive nights available in the month of October at the newer villas at the Disneyland Hotel, which is where I stayed for the brief weekend for the Run Disney weekend when I was there in January. But this would be four nights in a slightly bigger room, because that was a duo studio intended for just two people. But this is a traditional studio room, deluxe studio, if you will. So I snagged that. It's the weekend leading up to Halloween. So like, I'd be flying home on Halloween, but that's fine. We don't do anything for Halloween anymore.
Right, right.
So I decided that's my plan B. I don't know if I'm going to fully do it, but that's currently my plan B. I'll do it on my own time.
So does that mean you're going to get a ticket to Oogie Boogie Bash then?
That's the goal. Yeah, some people had recommended that on our close friends.
Wait, so who's
going
to go with you on this trip? Is one of them Beth?
Well, see, part of my hang up for the D23 event was the amount of money it was going to be for the tickets, the flight, and the hotel. But now the hotel is included as part of my Disney Vacation Club membership. So no, in other words, no cash changing hands. So like,
right,
I can get a good dinner on one of those nights now if I'm not spending hundreds of dollars on a hotel.
Maybe I'll fly out there and I'll stay with Brad and Kristen. Doug will come with me. We'll stay with Brad and Kristen. And we'll just hang out in the parks together.
That sounds like a fun time.
And I'll say, Greg, show me everywhere. Yes. Show me around.
Well, it'll be Halloween time, which I'm very excited about. Cars Land looks so cool when they decorate it for the two holidays,
really
Halloween
and Christmas.
I really
want to go for Christmas time, though. That's like when I really want to go. Yeah. Because, but I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas is already up at that point. So that would fit my criteria.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I know.
Goal is to go to Disneyland for my 40th, which is not this year, everybody calm down, but next year. Around Christmas time, so I'll be doing, if I don't get there before then for a Christmas time Disneyland visit, it will be for sure in 2025.
All right, should we hop into our topic of the day?
You mean our big top?
Big top. Lighter foods at Walt Disney World deluxe resorts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so we're chopping up there's too many resorts to like pick, so we're chopping them up into categories. Thank you, Greg, for that idea. So we're starting with deluxe resorts.
Deluxe.
Thank you for putting the list there too, because I was like, man, I'm not gonna remember this. And then I was like, oh, he already put the list there. Thank you, Greg.
I got you.
Because you are the guru of results at Disney World, so really in Disneyland too. So
I try to reach out.
Feel free to reach out. We haven't said that in a while. Feel free to reach out.
Do you want to set the table here for a minute? So we've done our lighter food episodes for the parks. And as a reminder, we all have our own relationship with food. right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that either one of us are going to tell you this is a diet you need to take. We are not dietitians here. We're not nutritionists or anything like that. But rather, these are some lighter options that we have discovered along the way that maybe won't leave you feeling bloated, feeling weighed down, make you feel gross, right? There's some lighter options. They're not your typical, like, maybe what you think of as theme park food, like burgers, fries, chicken fingers, like that type of stuff, all like deep fried and all that. So that's really what we're aiming for here, some lighter options with the asterisk of not every single thing here is going to be perfect, right? You're still on vacation. We want you to enjoy it. But if you need a little break from your, oh my gosh, I can't possibly eat another this, maybe you'll find some of the things we're talking about today as options, as escapes from your everyday vacation theme park food.
For true. All right. So we're going to kick it off with breakfast. Now, these meals are quick service or table service. So we have kind of like at least leveled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a mix of that. So do you want to kick us off with what you have for your breakfast items?
Yeah. I'm going to take us to a couple of places for breakfast. Okay. I tried to be like geographically equal here. Yeah. So I have like,
it was still kind of hard to like pick one place. Yes. But
I have three restaurants here that are in like three distinct areas of Disney. So right smack in the middle of Disney property is Disney's Riviera Resort, which of course you can get to by Skyliner from Epcot or Hollywood Studios, or if you are on the Skyliner line, which would be Art of Animation, Pop Century, Caribbean Beach, or really over near the Boardwalk Beach Club area, you can always hop over. But anyway, so you have a couple of options to get there is what I'm getting at. Their quick service location called Primo Piatto. I wonder, does anyone remember what it's called? What that's English? What that's English for? What the English translation is from our Resort Rundown episode? You can say it out loud and I'll tell you if you're right or you're wrong, everybody. Some of you are right. Some of you are wrong. If you don't know, you can go back and listen to the episode. You should take notes.
Thank you, Greg the Explorer.
So at Primo Piatto, the quick service location at Riviera, I would recommend the frittata. If for no other reason, then it's fun to say.
Yeah, you have to say it that way too. Like frittata.
Frittata.
Like Mufasa.
Like your Eastern tour.
Mufasa.
It is a Lorraine-style frittata. I don't know what that means, I'll be honest with you. It's good, but I don't know what Lorraine
it's
means.
It's good. How do you spell Lorraine?
Like the name. Lorraine. Lorraine-style frittata.
Lorraine. Okay, I don't need a recipe. I just want to know what it means. Originally, it was a savory pie consisting of an egg and cream custard with bacon or salmon. The French word for cake is quiche, which might have influenced the name. The dish as we know it today originated in the Lorraine region of France in the 1800s. So that would make sense.
France.
It's the French Riviera. So that's why they say.
It's all coming together.
It consists of eggs and cream or milk and a pastry crust.
Ooh, well, the Primo Piatto version for this Lorraine-style frittata includes bacon, gruyere, caramelized onions, and fresh herbs. That sounds delicious.
Delicious.
That sounds delicious. That's there at the Primo Piatto. Of course, there's other options there, but it was a lighter option.
Yeah. Also, if you wanted to know what Primo Piatto does mean, it means first course.
There it is. Yeah. And a full meal, that would be the first dish that comes out.
A.K.A. breakfast. A.K.A. break fast.
Break.
Anyways, that's what it means. All right.
And in addition to Riviera, if you want to go to the other corner of Walt Disney World property, you can go to the Grand Floridian, their quick service Gasparilla Island Grill, which I'm sure is going to come up again in one of our lists. Mm-hmm. They have a couple of good things, but they do have an egg white breakfast wrap, which includes egg whites, spinach, roasted tomatoes, feta, all on a flour tortilla. They have an acai bowl. Now, here's the thing. It's like, wait, I know if I pronounce it that way, but is that the way to pronounce that word? It's A-C-A-I. So I googled it, and sure enough, it's that everything that I could find was acai.
You gave it a goog? Bowl. Acai, yeah. I think acacia is maybe what I used to call it, like
Oh, interesting.
Acacia, it was in something else, I feel like, the way that it was spelled. Then I learned it was acai.
I'm like, oh, fancy.
Acai.
Their house-made acai sorbet, strawberries, bananas, blueberries, and almond pecan granola topped with agave. That's their acai bowl. That sounds
delicious.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I would eat that for sure. Is that all you have for breakfast?
I got a couple more. In another corner of the property, over at Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House. So if you put that on the map, you will have formed a little bit of a triangle there. So I feel like you're kind of encompassing certain areas of the park, of the resort. This is at the Mara, which is their quick service location. And they have a couple things there. It might not necessarily be everyone's palate, let's say, but the Ancient Grain Power Bowl is the dish that I have here on my list. It is farro wheat, quinoa, seasonal berries, greens, sweet potato, feta, and a hard-boiled egg.
Man, a nice all I gotta say is breakfast option. You better be close to a bathroom after eating that.
Maybe. So those are a couple of dishes I would recommend if you're looking for something a little lighter in the deluxe resorts.
Sweet. I'm going to take us all the way over to Boma, and that is in the Animal Kingdom Lodge. They have a breakfast buffet there.
Buffet.
It is very similar to Tusker House. A lot of people have said that it's very similar, but they do have a good bit of healthier options, if you will. Some of their listings over there are coconut steel-cut oatmeal. Mm. They have turkey bobotai. You can do omelets, like build your own omelets or whatever over there. They do have, let's see, the things that they have for omelets. It's like ham and Swiss. They have Western. This is Western with ham, peppers, onions, cheddar. They do have an egg white with roasted pepper. So that's probably the egg white omelet with roasted red pepper, spinach, feta. They have a plant-based boba tie there as well. You can get deviled eggs with smoked salmon if that's your fancy. Definitely not mine. And then you can do yogurt parfaits as well. They also have avocado, papaya, and grapefruit salads.
Ooh.
So they do have some healthier options over there. And again, it just depends on what you see as healthier. Some people want to just do more protein and things like that. So I think sometimes the breakfast buffets are good for that because they can fit many people's different dietary needs.
And you can choose the quantity of the food that you want, right? So like you get to go ham on
and it's kind of all you can eat. So if there's something that you're like, oh man, I would definitely eat more of that, but I didn't like this. It's kind of nice in the breakfast buffet, obviously. Then there's like juices and things like that. And then you can get fruits and, they always have like whole fruits and sitting out, things like that. So I do like those. The price over there at Boma breakfast is $37 per adult plus tax and gratuity. And then it's $22 per child plus tax and gratuity. And that is current. So if you're listening to this in the future, I don't know what the price is.
Yeah.
That is of 2024, of April 2024.
That's not bad. I mean, I've eaten breakfast in the lobby of hotels, like not Disney, right? Like traveling and stuff.
Yeah.
And their breakfasts are $30, $35 sometimes. And you don't get that much food. So.
No. All right. So we move on to lunch/dinner. We put those in the same category because a lot of these can be, you can check them out for lunch or dinner.
Yes.
A lot of times the menus are basically the same. So that's why we did that. What do you got?
I got a couple things. I have a little selection here, everybody.
Okay.
I would say the same thing for breakfast, too, that I'm going to say for lunch. Dinner is a little bit different, but I would prefer to go a little lighter at breakfast and lunch so I can go hard on dessert later. That's me, right? So some of these things you might be thinking, well, this isn't going to fill me up. Maybe that's not necessarily the point. It's just something to eat that's a little bit lighter, perhaps as a supplement somewhere in the mix here, right? However, I think I've got a couple of things here that will truly fill you up. I'll start us over at the Boardwalk. So if you're anywhere in that area, Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club, Swan Dolphin, you can access the Boardwalk Deli just by walking over there. It's a quick service location, right? There's no reservations or anything. You just walk right on up. They do have a chicken and walnut salad wrap. It is rotisserie chicken, grapes, walnuts, and mayo. Although personally, I would skip the mayo just because it makes it a little less lighter. But overall, a little mayo is not going to kill you unless you're like allergic or something. And this is all on a spinach wrap. This is over at the Boardwalk Deli. If you're staying at the Boardwalk, and let's say you're at the main pool there, the Luna Park pool, the one that used to be the big clown mouth where you come out of the slide. They also sell this at their pool bar as well. They have a lot of similar items between the deli. Probably just brings some food over to that location. So you won't really have to travel too far if you're staying there at the resort and you're by the pool and you want to have some lunch. They also offer a mixed berry salad that has seasonal field greens, mixed berries, quinoa, pumpkin seeds, and a berry vinaigrette, which sounds berry delicious. See what I did there?
Ba-doom-tsh.
Ba-doom-tsh. I do want to take us.
You sure you're not a dad?
Maybe.
Tariba.
Yes. I'm going to take us back over to the Riviera because I don't know how to not go there for meals because their quick service location.
Get out of there, Greg. Jeez.
Primo Piatto. Maybe I should just get a room. See what I did there?
Yeah, jeez. Get a room.
Their quick service location has good food really any time of day. And their lunch and dinner menu includes a grilled chicken sandwich. And I just would like to say that I don't work at Riviera, but for work, I've had to be at Riviera quite a bit. I was actually there today. I'll be there tomorrow, and I was there yesterday. So this meal, this sandwich that I'm going to tell you about, I've gotten plenty of times. Either because I forgot my lunch, I usually bring my own lunch to work, or I was treating myself, and it's just so good. Like, this is always recommending this sandwich. It's a grilled chicken sandwich. It is balsamic marinated grilled chicken with a sun-dried tomato relish, spinach artichoke spread, usually a big thick slice of mozzarella or mozzarella. On a big piece of toasted focaccia bread, and like on, it's like got the herbs and stuff like all over it. So like every time you take a bite, it's all over your fingers, like in a good way, you know. Ooh, be licking those fingers afterward. And I get it with a side of fresh fruit, and their fresh fruit is usually really good. Now sometimes when you get like a fruit at the park, it'll be like an orange or two, right?
Yeah.
With a bag of little grapes.
Their fresh fruit is like, here's a cutie. There's some. And I have to peel it myself? Yes.
No. Usually it's like a mix of, depending on the season, like grapes, blueberries, strawberries. Sometimes you'll find some melons and stuff in there. Some, you know, the variety of melon, watermelon maybe. It's just really good. And it has been always so, so, so flavorful. And the chicken is usually cooked perfectly over there at the Primo Piatto. If you're looking to avoid meat, they do have a grilled vegetable skewer there. It is harissa marinated vegetables, cucumber yogurt, lemon tomato vinaigrette, and quinoa salad. And all of this is on top of a piece of grilled pita.
Yum. That actually sounds really good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the harissa can get a little bit spicy, but I'm sure it cuts with that lemon, whatever the lemon thing is. And the
cucumber yogurt as well.
Yeah. Delish. Sounds good. Is that all you got?
I got a bunch.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just keep on going, man? All right.
Contempo Cafe over at Disney's Contemporary Resort. Easy to get to if you're in the Magic Kingdom, right? If you want a little break from the park, definitely hop on the monorail. Check out Polynesian, Grand Floridian, or Contemporary. But, of course, I'm going to take you to Homeboy's number one resort, the Contemporary, for Contempo Cafe, home of the former peanut butter pie, the best dessert on property that they have ripped.
They have a sign outside, home of the former peanut butter pie,
and a big thumbs down in a photo of me. One of their options there is a hot turkey sandwich. Again, I don't work at the Contemporary, but I've been there for work quite a bit, and I've gotten this sandwich frequently, not just as a guest. What I mean is, like, I've gotten enough.
You've vacationed there plenty of times.
Yes,
too,
it's so good. It's so good. So it is roasted turkey, smoked bacon, tomato, white cheddar, and avocado mayo, and it's served on toasted multigrain bread. Usually it's the type that has like little seeds and stuff in the bread, so it makes you feel healthy, even if it's may or may not be.
If you will.
Ooh. Now, a little less lighter are the house-made chips that it comes with. You decide your side, but, you know, you're doing a little bit good on the sandwich, maybe have a chip or two. But overall, that sandwich I just think is so, so, so good.
Delish. Okay,
so that's Contempo Cafe. That's just one thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they have a full menu, but that's the lighter item of it.
Yeah.
Over at, you know, let's stay on the monorail line. Over at the Polynesian, at their Kona Cafe, which is a table service. So you can obviously book a reservation there if you want, but it's important to know they also have the to-go option. So when you're in the My Disney Experience app, it'll list separately on the app as something you can order from and pick it up. So if you kind of want to eat it more on your own and not have to worry about a gratuity.
And you could go sit in those really comfortable chairs over there by Ohana.
Know what I'm saying? And get it to go, or bring it back to your, if you're staying there, obviously you can bring it back to your room, or you can just go sit somewhere in the lobby. If it's a nice day, like right now, it's been really nice outside, just go eat it, you know, do your thing. But the they have a couple of options there on the menu that I would consider to be lighter. It might be a little higher in salt, but we all define light differently here. Their stir fries are delicious. So they have what they call a Kona stir fry with chicken or shrimp or tofu. You choose the additive in there. But all of them have yakisoba noodles, napa, cabbage, carrots, mushrooms, and teriyaki sauce. And I've had the chicken one before. I have not had the shrimp or the tofu, but the chicken one was excelente.
Delish.
Would recommend. Over at the Grand Floridian, this one's a little bit fancier. Okay, this is a table service restaurant. And I do also want to mention, this food's also available at the lounge. It's not a to-go situation, but you can just sit up at the bar, basically. And eat this food if you don't want to do the full sit-down situation. But this is a restaurant that Nicole and I went to the first time we went was for our anniversary. So this was a little bit of a splurge.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a nicer meal. So it was a little bit more expensive. And this is something I also talked about on our splurge meals. This is the restaurant. It's called Citricose. So it's on the second floor of the Grand Floridian. It's right next to Victoria and Albert's, which is like
fancy.
I'll probably never see the inside of that.
Right.
But I got the roulade of chicken, and I still think about how good it is to this day. Now, since I've had it there, it's been like maybe a year. So it was just so good. It is, in addition to the chicken, it had charred cream corn, orange glazed hush puppies, mushroom chicken jus? Not ajou. It's mushroom mushroom chicken jus. And seasonal vegetables. And it's just so good. And it's one of those meals where it's not going to look like a lot of food because it's presented in kind of a fancy way. And it's meant to be like experienced, I guess, a little more than just plopping food on a food tray and handing it to you. But I just remember it being so good. I wanted more because
burst
I probably could
flavors,
use a little bit more of a portion. But we also, you know, had a nice salad to start and a dessert coming. But man, that was really good. And I felt so good afterward, right? Like it wasn't the type of meal that weighed me down. Even when we had the dessert after, it just was so flavorful and delicious.
Yeah.
Want me to keep going?
What else you got? How many more you got? I mean, mine's going to look really sad compared to your list.
Oh, I got excited here. So I was trying to think of it in terms of, okay, as long as I'm trying to get like the different zones of the world here so that kind of no matter where you're staying, one of these things is going to be close to you if you want to venture out of your hotel or a park you're at. As an example, this next one is over at the Beach Club. So if you're staying in that area, Beach Club, Boardwalk, Swan, Dolphin, you can, Yacht Club, you can walk over to this restaurant. Or if you're in Epcot, you can pop out the International Gateway and go over to the Beach Club for their dinner at Cape May. It is an All You Care to Enjoy buffet. It is not character dining. The breakfast is character dining, but the dinner is not. And of course, it's a buffet. So just like we mentioned with the breakfast, you can pick and choose the items that you want and whatever quantity you want. But on the list of things that I would consider to be lighter, of course, they have some soups. Not all soups are created equal. You know, some of them are a little creamier than others.
Mm-hmm.
Salads. They also have their New England traditional steam boil, which includes clams, mussels, shrimp, corn, and red potatoes. A New England tradition. There you go. In addition to that, they also have roasted chicken, seasonal vegetables, and the catch of the day available for you as part of the buffet. So a lot of options there that are more seafood oriented because it is Cape May and it's their traditional steam boil is like the big ticket item on there, but certainly lighter than some other things you could be eating for dinner. Over at Saratoga Springs Resort, this is near Disney Springs, so maybe you want to take the boat over if you're there. Although if you're at Disney Springs, just maybe find some lighter food there. But if you're staying at one of the Port Orleans resorts, Riverside or French Quarter, Old Key West, you can take a boat on over the Sasagula River. Head over to the Artist Palette, which is the quick service dining location at Saratoga. And this is the tried and true must do for me. This is one of my all-time favorite salads. I'm sure I've talked about it in the past, but here I am talking about it again because it is that good. It is a namesake. It is the Saratoga salad over there at the Artist Palette. It is mixed greens, feta, dried cranberries, apples, spiced walnuts, ciabatta croutons. Mm. I usually skip the croutons. And it's served with a lemon poppy seed dressing. And it is so good. I've eaten.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
I couldn't tell you how many of these I've eaten. It's been a lot of
Saratoga. I couldn't tell you how many of these I've eaten.
I don't know. There have been times where I've stopped here on the way home and gotten two salads to bring home. And we would cook our own chicken at home.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the one thing, everybody. Sometimes the chicken it's served with, if you get it with chicken, you don't have to, but you get it with chicken. Sometimes the chicken's like not great.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, do what you need to do here. But if you're looking for a good salad without a protein, if that's what you're looking for, this is it. But I would still get it with the chicken because I would need some protein. So sometimes I would just get the salad as is, and then we would just make some chicken here back at home and then go to town on that thing. And it's so good. So good.
You probably could just buy the ingredients.
And then I smartened up and I started to make my own salads where I got my own dried berries and things. And we
that poppy seed dressing.
That was the one that was difficult to kind of recreate because I think they make that there or wherever they get it from is not available in stores.
Yeah.
But I found some semi-close dupes.
I was like, Pinterest can be your best friend on that one.
Yeah. Hmm.
A lot of times people make the dupe recipes on there.
I'm literally sitting here thinking about that salad and my mouth is wondering. Okay. Two more places I want to mention. Wilderness Lodge. So near Magic Kingdom. So not a long bus ride if you wanted to pop out of the park and head over to Wilderness Lodge. If you can't get a reservation at Geyser Point, which is their alfresco dining option, it is covered, but it is outside.
Yeah.
They have a to-go option as well. So whether you want to do the full sit-down or the to-go, you can order through the app. They have a multi-grain salad that you can top with steak or salmon or chicken. So you have three options there for you. And it is mixed greens, wild rice, bell peppers, and a sesame vinaigrette. Just like a nice, and I know these, a lot of these things I'm mentioning are salads, but that's like kind of how it is sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Usually the salad's okay. It's the dressing that'll get you. But the sesame vinaigrette's pretty good. And, of course, getting a steak or a chicken in there will fill you up.
Although,
not really
me,
a salmon
let
guy.
Let me give you a pro tip. A lot of times, just some lemon juice and like an oil
will do it.
Like,
yeah,
will do the trick. It just brings out the flavors. You would think that that's boring, but I can't tell you how many times I've made a salad at home and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do like some salad oil and lemon juice. And it just everything just tastes so much better.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're like not loving the dressing options, but you need something healthier, it's like, just get a couple slices of lemons.
Yep.
Get a little bit of a side of oil, like salad oil. And it's so good.
Mm. This is bad because I'm hungry, I think. It's too late at night to be hungry, but here I am. Okay, one last one. I'll take us back to Animal Kingdom Lodge, but this time it's at the Kidani portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been there before, everyone, it's two different buildings, but they're all technically Animal Kingdom Lodge. Kidani was the first DVC expansion there. If you are staying at Jumbo House, there's a shuttle that takes you to and from.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're at Animal Kingdom, it's a very short bus ride to go from Animal Kingdom to Animal Kingdom Lodge. And whether it's Jumbo House or Kidani. But okay. So in Kidani is Sanaa, which is the first time that you and I like saw each other in person.
Met in person.
Which was years and years and years ago. Just like some of the other restaurants I've been mentioning, Sanaa has the to-go option too. So if you don't want to do the full sit-down, they have a spring herb salad. I'm going to mispronounce at least one word in here. It includes charmoula quinoa. Charmoula? Sure. I don't know. It has sher quinoa, pickled watermelon radish, avocado, mint, caramelized pumpkin seeds, tamarind vinaigrette, black sea salt. That's all in one thing. That sounds super flavorful.
Yes.
They also serve tandoori chicken. And if you're unfamiliar, tandoori is just one way to grill chicken, to put it very like simply. So their tandoori chicken, it comes with traditional naan, a.k.a. bread. Rocket, which is arugula. Pickled onion, tomato, and sambal mayo. So another flavorful dish that isn't a deep fried item. That's definitely going to be something that's different from your typical theme parky food. And again, this is all over at Sanaa. It's S-A-N-A-A if you're looking for it in the
Sanaa.
App. Sanaa.
Sanaa.
over at Kidani Village of Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Are you done?
That's it. So those are some things that I would recommend. I just have you know, experienced these before. And they're just very good. Wouldn't recommend. Yeah, lunch or dinner.
I'm going to go through a couple of options that I have over here. So I started out at Captain Cook's in the Polynesian Resort.
Oh,
we have talked about this spot many different times. They actually have really great stuff. Like even the meatballs, to me, I'm like, that's a real good like high protein dish.
The Thai coconut meatballs?
Yeah, the Thai coconut meatballs are so good. But what I have listed here is a superfood salad. So it's kale and cabbage tossed with quinoa and edamame, walnuts, grapes, blueberries, and mandarin oranges. And it's served with a side of apple cider vinaigrette, which is also another like great, just if you don't like a dressing option, it's like, see if they just have apple cider vinaigrette. So good. And that one is $11.79. So it's really not that bad of a price for what you're getting there. I tell you what though, Disney loves that quinoa. They're like, healthy option. We're going to throw some quinoa in there. so that one is over at Captain Cook's in the Polynesian Resort. It's on the first floor. So you have to go downstairs if you come in like off the monorail there, but really love that spot. They have a lot of great food there. We've talked about the pork nachos over there that are really good. That is not a healthier option, but super good. And then the last place that I have over here is going over to the Gasparilla Grill, again, on Grand Floridian. They actually have a few options over there. Their Greek salad with chicken is really good. It's chilled chicken breast over crispy greens, topped with tomato, cucumbers, red onions, chickpeas, olives, feta, and peppers, served with vinaigrette dressing. That salad is also $11.79. And then they also have these mojo bowls. So they have a mojo chicken bowl and a mojo seitan bowl. The chicken, it's with jasmine rice, sweet potato, cilantro, scallion, aioli, and black bean tomato salad. So obviously you can get that with chicken or you can get that with the seitan. That's the plant-based like
with
mock meat. Yeah. Satan. I used to call it Seton, and then I was like, it's called Satan. That's how I've heard it said by vegans. I don't know. But if you are, you can get that. So those are some other healthier options. We also have a little like area here for snacks. So Gasparilla Island Grill actually has a ton of healthy snack options. They have like a whole section. When you go to their menu, they actually like have, you know, you can click like the different meal they actually have where you can click on their snacks. So they have a bunch of stuff. You would just, I mean, like to me, I was like, I can't, they're just a ton of like easy things to go with. So they have like yogurts and Babybel cheese and protein bars and fruit cups. And there's all kinds of stuff on there. I already said protein bars. So that's just another good like option to go to over there if you're just looking for like a healthier snack. And then what I was also finding was a lot of the like pool bars and places like that.
Yes.
Have a lot of good like snacks and or just like simple healthier options of things. Yeah. Maybe nothing like specific that I wrote down, but I was like snack wise, a lot of the pool bars have good options. So even if you're just staying at that resort, like just go check out the pool bar.
Speaking of pool bar, now this is not a lighter option, everyone, okay? But I discovered something that I did not know about when I was looking at these menus, specifically over at the Polynesian at the Oasis Pool Bar.
Mm-hmm.
There's an item on there that I swear I have not heard one single person talk about. And I feel like we're pretty dialed in, right? We're tuned in. I feel like I hear a lot about the different options of food. So I have not heard of this, so my goal is to try it out soon.
Yeah,
this
what
is at the pool bar. It's served until 8 p.m. On the menu, it's under the signature suite section.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing this, everyone, but it looks like it would be pronounced malasadas. It's all A's, M-A-L-A-S-A-D-A-S, malasadas.
Okay.
It is Portuguese donuts served with passion fruit curd. Now, I have not seen someone walk from the pool bar at the Polynesian post about it, about these donuts. So I'm going to have to find my way over to Polynesian this weekend.
Yeah,
and
check it out.
See if I can't get
even Pineapple Lanai has, like, you can get healthier options.
Well, I mean, this is not healthy, right? This is me.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, even places like the Pineapple Lanai, like, where you're like, oh, well, a Dole Whip's not, you know, healthy. You can still get healthy stuff over there.
Yeah. And a fun fact about the Dole Whip, it is naturally vegan, or the way that it's prepared has always been vegan. It's not new. It doesn't contain any dairy.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
But the way I like to get them, I like to get the floats
with
the
vanilla.
Dairy. With
yeah,
the
that's
vanilla.
Different story if they do offer the vanilla.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, I do want to mention one other, snack situation. I just was also looking at, some of the lounges, and a lot of these, I'm going to mention this as available here. There's one location, but this type of snack, it's kind of like a mini meal, is available at a lot of lounges around property, especially in the deluxe resorts. So over at Enchanted Rose at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, in addition to it being beautiful and it's themed to or inspired by the live action remake of Beauty and the Beast. I mean, it's really cool. Not to be like super nerdy here, but look for the characters. There's a big enchanted rose. There's a chandelier themed after Belle's dress. There's claw marks on the wall. It looks like there's a forest. It's really cool in there. Anyway, so they have an artisanal cheese selection. Don't call it a charcuterie board. It is an artisanal cheese selection. Chef selected tasting portions of these things. Honeycomb, quince paste.
Sure.
Apricot jam, pumpkin seed brittle, cranberry bread, and of course the chef selected portions of cheese that they choose, I guess, based on the season and what's around. And then small things like that are not meant to be meal replacements, but are supplements or snacks. Like that's not a basket of French fries, right?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of places that serve that kind of stuff. I mean, they also have a hummus on this menu too, that has another couple of words I don't know how to pronounce. Tepanade? I don't know. Smoked paprika and grilled pita bread as an example. So if you're staying in or around a deluxe resort and you're looking for a little something, don't forget about the lounges around the restaurants
to
see what's available. And sometimes there are lounges that aren't attached to restaurants, like this as an example.
Right.
This Enchanted Rose doesn't have a restaurant attached to it. It's
its
own standalone bar and lounge. So definitely check those out because you might be surprised at what you might find.
All right. That's going to wrap up our lighter food options at deluxe resorts.
I feel lighter. Do you feel lighter?
I'm just hungry now.
Ooh.
Now I just want a big salad.
Yes.
Fitness Nuggets.
Greg's got a news nug.
I'm going to reheat this nugget a little bit. This was essentially from last week, but we kind of stored it in the freezer. We're thawing it out today. Now we're going to reheat it in front of all of you. So the Disney Parks blog put out like how to celebrate summer at Disney or Disney World or something.
Yeah.
And that's where they announced some of the things we talked about last week with the Encanto sing-along coming and CommuniCore opening up and the Lion King celebration at Animal Kingdom. And one of the things that was in that announcement, they are bringing back a drone show at Disney Springs. It is considered to be a summer production, so it will be presented May 24th through September 2nd. It is titled Dreams That Soar, and you may remember there was a drone show once before at Disney Springs. And it was neat because it was first of its kind for Disney. But that's really where the neat stopped, if you ask me. Yeah. It was like, huh. I remember watching it thinking like, oh, that's cool. But I don't need to see that again. So now I'm hoping that this is a plussed up version of
it. Yeah, now that we know what they can do at like, you know, a.k.a. Disneyland Paris. I mean, the Main Street Electrical Parade show. Have you watched it yet?
Yeah, it's legit.
It is legit. I'm like, listen, I know what y'all can do, so this better be good.
Yes.
Drones have come a long way.
One thing I've heard about drone shows in Central Florida and why there's some like concern around our neighboring parks doing them is not a safety issue, but it tends to get really windy here a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's sometimes the reasons why sometimes fireworks don't get shown at night. Or you'll
Tinkerbell.
See that Tinkerbell isn't able to fly because it's a little too windy for her little wings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of curious over the summer where it tends to get stormy. I'm curious to see how it goes is really what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is what Disney has to say about the Dreams That Soar drone show coming to Disney Springs starting May 24th. Quote, "You Can Fly takes on a whole new meaning as we showcase Disney stories celebrating the joy of flight with state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create designs in the sky and paired with a soaring musical score." Then in parentheses, they put, see what I did there?
Yeah.
And it goes on to say, and memorable movie quotes. After spending a day delighting in shopping, discovering fun activities, and savoring diverse flavors at Disney Springs, turn your eyes to the skies above the west side with a show amongst the stars.
Turn your eyes to the skies and the west sides.
I like it. So we'll see.
This is what dreams are made of.
So it's what day of the week is May 24th? It is a Friday, which is a day that I typically have off.
Maybe
you'll
can
be catching
go.
You
mean they're not going to do like a Kies member preview of this or something?
Probably not. It's also, I don't know. I don't know. It would have to be super late at night, so I don't think it'll be worth my time for this.
Also, not a nug, but cast members have been spotted riding Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yeah, but not regular cast members.
Yeah, not
everybody. These are probably still the Imagineers.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think we're a while away before you're going to see Greg on there, but I'm crossing my fingers we're going to get a cast preview soon.
I know. I thought about that and was like,
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come down for that, I think. It all depends, but we'll see.
All right, we've got some Disney history. As always, brought to you by The Mouselets. Make sure to check them out on Instagram, TikTok, and their website. Everything is The Mouselets. Okay. I'm going to take us back to something Disney Springs related, because I guess here we are talking about drone shows in 2024. However, in 1990, the Rock and Roll Beach Club, which was a rock-themed dance club, opened at Pleasure Island. So you may remember Pleasure Island was like a section of Disney Springs that featured some maybe more entertainment geared towards the non-children, so 18 and older. But it wasn't like,
you know. But you had to be 18 and older to like be on Pleasure Island.
It was meant for adults, let's say.
Yeah.
But not adult material, if that makes sense.
There was some sketchy stuff going on at some parts of it at some point.
And that was just the people working there. So it was 1990, Rock and Roll Beach Club opened up. You know, also in that, if you're wondering what that space has become over the years, so that it opened in 1990, and obviously Pleasure Island's not around anymore. The Rock and Roll Beach Club opened in 1990. It also in that space was this place called XZFR Rock and Roller Dome, also a club where you'd be able to skate and dance to rock music.
I mean,
Rock and Roller Dome. Okay.
Rockin' Rubber Dome.
However, it is now Paradiso 71. So it's been some fun things.
Okay.
Some fun entertainment spots. Yeah. But now it's a restaurant. Paradiso 71.
I mean, I'm like, a skating rink? Yeah. But yeah, to rock music? I don't know. Because rock music back then was not like classic rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess if it was like Pearl Jam or something, I don't know. Anyways, I'm taking us back to 1974 when Pioneer Hall, which was part of Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, opened.
Oh,
it was built with 1,283 hand-fitted pine logs from Montana, 70 tons of stone from North Carolina, and Pioneer Hall stands two stories high. It is modeled after buildings from the late 1800s. A dining hall for guest campers beginning in June will be opened home to, or began in June of that year, which was the home of the Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review and still is to this day, and we highly recommend that you check it out if you haven't. Yeah. If it's even a question, just do it. But yeah, 1974.
50 years That's crazy. Pioneer Hall.
Pioneer Hall.
All right, before I give you a quote, before I wrap this all up with a little nugget of a quote, if you like what you heard today, feel free to like, subscribe, head over to iTunes, leave us a review over there. We do greatly appreciate it. We do take those reviews to our little hearts, and they often warm our little hearts. And if you want to follow along on Instagram, our account is ThatParkLifePodcast. That's where we post some polls, some trivia. Right now, we're still in the middle of our which character topiary is this? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll ask for some feedback and stuff, or you can be a part of the show. Of course, that's on Instagram at ThatParkLifePodcast. We also have our personal accounts. I am at TheDisneyGreg.
I am at TheRealBethMcDonald.
The real. Where's the fake Beth McDonald? That's what I want to know.
She's out there somewhere.
On April Fool's Day, you should have changed your name to the
fake Beth McDonald.
McDonald.
Should have.
You can also catch Beth on her alternate ego account, Simplistic Thrills, mm-hmm. where you'll find some fun memes, a link to some fun Disney and or other theme park or other pop culture inspired merchandise. You can find my side project, The Quick Escape Podcast, over on Instagram at The Quick Escape Pod.
Your side piece, if you will.
My side piece pod, where we just talk about whatever. This week, we recorded pieces of our conversation. We happened to be at a Disney resort, but it was someone's birthday, and we were just chatting about stuff.
And we was chatting about stuff.
We was chatting that we did a random question generator, and it led to some...
Oh, gosh. Can only imagine.
Some naughty questions, which I think I actually didn't include some of the naughty answers. But we'll see. I don't even remember. It's going to come out tomorrow, and it'll be news to me. If you want a way to find what we've talked about in the past, or if you're looking for a certain topic or resort, maybe you've got a stay coming up and you want to know all about that resort, you can head to our website, thatparklifepodcast.com. Type in what you're looking for and see if there's an episode about that. It'll take you right to it. If you want a little more of us, if this isn't enough for you, if an hour every week is just not cutting it, Beth and I do bonus episodes for our Patreon supporters. That is patreon.com/thatparklifepodcast. It is a bonus episode we do every week. Depending on your level of membership, you might be able to see us. You might be able to hang out with us live as we record. We also do quarterly hangouts. You can get an ad-free version of this episode. You might be able to get an individual trip planning session with us. Again, that's all available through Patreon. Those who support us there get these extra things that are, as you like to say,
exclusive.
We also have our Amazon storefront.
Are we going to shout out our next week, the Pat Chat?
In 2 weeks' time,
okay.
Our Pat Chat will be live for all member levels. So everyone that's a patron will be able to join us in the live version of our, what we lovingly call our Pat Chat, Patreon mm-hmm. chat. That's our bonus episode. So get ready for that if you're a member. If not, it's not too late. It's not too late. We also have our Amazon storefront where we've made lists of things that we bring to the parks with us that you can just easily reference and make your normal everyday Amazon purchases through our link. Mm-hmm. And of course, I have a separate section there for some things that I do when I'm running around town here. We do have to say those are affiliate links. So we do get a little something, something if you make a purchase after clicking that link, but no additional cost to you. It's your normal, regular Amazon account stuff. Okay. I've got a quote for you from Robin Hood, who once said, and I do quote, "The secret to success is to never go for the prettiest one."
Ooh.
And that's why my wife married me.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. We have a fun interview coming up next week. So stay tuned. We'll see you then. Have a great week. Ooh.